life is reopening and things are starting to adjust. As far as the colleges now, how are plans looking for a return to normalcy for September?
Well, we're certainly actively planning right now, and we remain optimistic that we'll be able to begin welcoming students, faculty, and staff back to campus for the fall 2021 semester. I should point out that we've never really closed. Throughout the last year, particularly in the fall, we had about 65% of our programs had some form of on-campus delivery. But in the most recent shutdown around the province, we had our trades and health science programs on campus, but not other programs. So we're busy planning. We're looking at taking advantage of some of the things that we've learned in the last year, but we're actively looking at ways to welcome significantly more students back to campus in the fall.
Doctor, when you have an elementary or a secondary school, you have kids from that particular area attending that building. When you have a post-secondary institution, we're talking about people from around the region, the province, the country, and even the world. What kind of unique challenges did that create for the college, and what do you see as the biggest obstacle for a full reopening or the hopes of a full reopening?
Well, in any case of reopening, we'll be following public health guidelines, and we have worked in tandem with public health, Hastings Prince Edward Public Health, throughout the past year. And let me just say how wonderful they have been to work with, and they have such an expertise to provide advice for us. So whatever we do, we follow their advice, and we follow the advice that they're getting from their provincial counterparts. Throughout the year, we have from time to time restricted entry only to people from this area or surrounding areas where the case numbers were low. And of course, at that point, we had a color code system throughout the province. So we're now moving with a staged all provincial opening, and we'll be following suit with what public health recommends with respect to that. So we're constantly monitoring the situation and shifting as we go to make sure our students and our community are safe. We have not had one case of COVID from transmission at Loyalist College in the last year. So our systems are working, and we're confident in that. With respect to students coming from, you know, other parts of the world, of course, they've all been in quarantine when they arrive, and in our specified quarantine, I should say. So we have a very specific quarantine process, again, that we've designed with the assistance of public health. It's also been signed off by the province, but also the federal Department of Health. So there's been a lot of layers of approvals to ensure that we keep our students safe, we keep our community safe, and we're able to do this safely for reopening. And I'm very confident in what we've learned in the last year and the support that we get from the community, especially from public health, to assist us in making those plans.
Will there be a combination of online and in-person, or the ability to do either or depending on how things shift?
Oh, absolutely, Tim. And, you know, we've learned a lot in the last year. You know, we've done a lot of remote learning in the last year, but we've also learned that we could be combining online with on-campus into a types of hybrid-based delivery. And that's what we're busy sort of planning right now. There are some programs that will be on campus. There are some programs that will offer hybrid opportunities because the students themselves lead complex lives and would appreciate hybrid delivery. And there'll be some programs that are remote. The difference will be the majority will be on the on-campus side as opposed to the majority being on the remote side that it was a year ago. But when we're doing that, we're also actively looking at our service delivery. So, you know, we are anxiously and very open and optimistic about students coming back to residence. We're also going to provide hoteling options on residence. So if a student is only required for their program to come 2 days a week, then we're looking at shifting some of our residence operations to accommodate a hoteling type of accommodations for our students as well.
What kind of extra cost has COVID put on the backs of the institution for that safety component or shifting the education style and needing different equipment in order to facilitate that new type of learning?
Well, you know, it has been enormous because it's not just the health of the campus. So, you know, it's all the cleaning supplies, the extra cleaning you have to do, the directional signage, all that stuff that I think every, you know, almost every business has had to endure, but at an exponential level when you think about the size of the college. So there's that safety protocols that we've had to finance, but there's also the support we've given students, and we've been lending out laptops. We've been doing everything we can to make sure that students have the accessibility that they need to their to the equipment that they need for their programs. And then finally, it's been the work that our faculty have done to transition programming. So one of the things that we are investing in right now is more support in our teaching and learning unit, so that our teaching and learning support staff can really work with faculty to support them in this new form of delivery. So there's been ongoing costs, past costs, but now there's also future costs we need to be conscious of as an institution. The really important thing is that we've learned a lot in the last year. So how do we take advantage of, this, of what we've learned and really, really think meaningfully about how we can empower and change the learning environment so that it continues to be impactful and that our students continue to get the success that they've been achieving.
Last question, Dr. Vaughn. Extracurriculars, sports, programs, clubs, charity and community groups that these young women and men take part in. What is the discussion? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what's the discussion about the return to them?
Well, we know that the Ontario College Athletics Association, and that's the governing body for college athletics, including our Loyalist Lancers, they're working hard on a safe return to sanction competition for the next year. So we remain optimistic that we're going to be able to return to activity. But of course, with everything and the format and what that's going to look like is going to be very much based on what public health recommends. But there is a lot of planning going on, as it has been in the last year, but with a different lens now that we can do more of this on campus. And we continue to do that. Our student government has been operating in the last year. So clubs and societies, you know, those students have found ways around doing things remotely. It doesn't always have to be on site. And I think that they'll take the advantage of the blend of both in the years to come. So I don't think students will see much of a loss of student activities. We're busy planning new ways of doing orientation. So there'll be an exciting new orientation for the fall. So what we're doing is trying to blend what we've learned with what the new opportunities are in front of us by a reopening and delivering an accessible and vibrant student experience for our students.
Dr. Anne-Marie Vaughn of Loyalist College, thank you for your time.
Thank you.